wonder, wonder who.
Who wrote the book of love?
Tell me, tell me, tell me, oh, who wrote the book of love? I've got to know the answer. Was it someone from above?
I wonder, wonder who, who wrote the book of love? Just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love?
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love. Ours is the one that's true.
I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love?
The meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give it just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love?
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love. Ours is the one that's true.
Wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love?
Those are the Monotones and Book of Love. I'm Mike Duke, and from my house to your radio, this is the Music Box on FM 102.5, The Concert Hall. Jazz trumpeter and singer Louis Armstrong was born on August 4, 1901, in New Orleans. In addition to his own records, his trumpet could often be heard on the recordings of other performers, including some by the singing brakeman, Mississippi's Jimmy Rogers. This song, originally recorded as a publishing demo, became the most successful song of his career.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis. Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, Dolly. I can't tell, Dolly. You still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying, but the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find an empty lap, fellas. Dolly, never go away again.
Dolly, never go away, promise.
The musical Hello Dolly opened in New York City on January 16, 1964. The same month, Louis Armstrong's publishing demo of the title song was released as a single. Hello Dolly won a Grammy Award for Song of the Year in 1965, and Louis Armstrong received a Grammy for Best Vocal Performance. I'm Mike Duke, and the Music Box continues our back-to-school celebration with Carole King. School bells are ringing.
Sticks to build a popsicle house.
Popsicle.
But if you want to keep cool, it does a trick. And it comes on a stick.
There's an after-school snack, Popsicle by Jan and Dean from 1966. We also heard School Bells Are Ringing by Carole King from 1962. Saxophonist Ace Cannon was born in Grenada and grew up in Calhoun City. After a successful music career that took him around the world, he retired and returned to Calhoun City in the late 1980s and remained there until his death in 2018. His best-known single, Tough, was recorded in 1961.
Stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And
then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Nancy and Frank Sinatra from 1967, Something Stupid. We also heard Tough by Mississippi Musicians Hall of Fame member Ace Cannon. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke, and it's time for history class at Music Box High. James Morris was a high school teacher in Arkansas. He learned to play guitar at an early age on his grandfather's homemade guitar. Its neck was made from a fence rail, its sides from an old ox yoke, and the top and bottom from the headboard of his grandmother's bed. Mr. Morris began writing songs in order to teach his students history in a more entertaining way. It is said that he wrote more than 6,000 songs, of which more than 300 were recorded by various musicians. In the 1950s, he changed his name professionally and legally to Jimmy Driftwood. His first album, Newly Discovered Early American Folk Songs, was recorded in 1957. While it received good reviews, it did not sell very well. What became his most famous song was included on the album, but it did not conform to the radio standards of the day because of the words hell and damn, which were part of the lyrics. Driftwood said that at the time, those words could be preached on the radio all day, but they could not be sung in a secular context. After hearing the song, singer Johnny Horton contacted Jimmy Driftwood and told him he would like to record his own version of it. By now, you've probably guessed that the song Johnny Horton wanted to record was The Battle of New Orleans. There's an interesting story about Johnny Horton and that song that we'll save for another day. But now, here is teacher, songwriter, and singer Jimmy Driftwood, along with his grandfather's homemade guitar, with the uncensored recording of the song he wrote for his high school history class in 1936.
Well, in 18 and 14, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we met the bloody British near the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, I seen Mars Jackson a-walking down the street and a-talking to a pirate by the name of Gene Lafitte. He gave Gene a drink that he brung from Tennessee, and the pirate said he'd help us drive the British in the sea. The French told Andrew, you'd better run, for Packenham's a-coming with a bullet in his gun. Old Hickory said he didn't give a damn, he's a-gonna whip the britches off of Colonel Packenham. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made their bugles ring, while we stood beside our cotton bales, didn't say a thing. Old Hickory said we'd take them by surprise if we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire till we see their faces well, then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them hell. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, we fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with many balls and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. They lost their pants and their pretty shiny coats, and their tails were all a-showing like a bunch of billy goats. They run down the river with their tongues a-hanging out, and they said they got a licking, which there wasn't any doubt. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, we marched back to town in our dirty ragged pants, and we danced all night with them pretty girls from France. We couldn't understand them, but they had the sweetest charms, and we understood them better when we got them in our arms. The guide who brung the British from the sea came a-limping into camp just as sick as he could be. He said the dying words of the Colonel Packenham was, "You better quit your fooling with your cousin Uncle Sam." We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, we'll march back home, but we'll never be content till we make Old Hickory the people's president. And every time we think about the bacon and the beans, we'll think about the fun we had way down in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Jimmy Driftwood and a history lesson song to remember the Battle of New Orleans. I'm Mike Duke. Someone recently asked about this song, and we'll use it to conclude this hour of the Music Box. It's Australia's Rolf Harris, along with his Wobble Board. From 1963, Tie Me Kangaroo Down, Sport.
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered round and he says, "Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Oh, don't go acting the fool, curl. Just keep me cockatoo cool all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. And take me koala back, Jack. Take me koala back. He lives somewhere out on the track, Mac. So take me koala back all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. And mind me platypus duck, Bill. Mind me platypus duck. Oh, don't let him go running amok, Bill. Just mind me platypus duck all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Play your didgeridoo, blue. Play your didgeridoo. Like, keep playing till I shoot through, blue. Play your didgeridoo. All together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred. Tan me hide when I'm dead. So we tanned his hide when he died, Clyde, and that's it hanging on the shed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
More school songs, stories, and another birthday are ahead when the Music Box returns from my house to your radio after recess at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall.